Let's do some birthdays of the obscure.
All right. The obscure?
The obscure. Well, they may be obscure to me, maybe not to you. Linda Cardinelli.
Great actress.
39 years old. She was Velma in Scooby-Doo.
I have no idea who she is. Never
Sylvia Rosen on Mad Men.
Yeah, she had a great run on Mad Men last year.
And she was also a nurse on ER.
Mm-hmm.
39 years old. Jeff Cohen.
They killed her off on Mad Men?
No, she was one of the women having an affair with John Hamm's character, and she disappeared after about 8 or 9 episodes. But she was really good.
But never seen fired or what have you, right?
I've never seen an episode of Mad Men.
Well,
but
that you should put that on.
That's
your
on
list,
my list.
But, yeah, you should.
The
put
ones
that
you
on
mentioned yesterday, The Wire and
Deadwood.
Deadwood, not available on the Netflix that I've
really
got. Yeah, maybe it's on an advanced or a higher paying thing.
Well, I bet you Mad Men's on there. You could probably
Mad Men is
yeah,
on
you
there.
You should
so
probably put that on.
I should. Should I start? Okay, yeah. I'm gonna start on Mad Men. If I were to say Jeff Cohen, who do you think he is?
Jeff Cohen.
Uh-huh.
Is he one of those puppet guys on cable TV?
He was Chunk in The Goonies.
Don't remember him.
Well, he's 40 years old, and the reason that he's on the obscure list is because now he's an entertainment lawyer.
Okay.
He's out of here. Angela Kinsey. Remember her? Do you ever watch The Office?
I wasn't an Office guy. No.
All right.
No.
She was Dwight's really uptight, high-maintenance girlfriend. She's 43. Dikembe Mutombo.
Former NBA star.
Basketball star.
Yeah,
that's right. Wag the finger, baby.
They think he's 48.
Yes, because he's from
Probably
Africa.
Probably don't have birth certificates.
Right.
Yeah. 48 years old. Okay, now we move on to the better known celebrities. George Michael, 51 years old. Ricky Gervais, 53 years old.
Aren't we about due for George Michael appearing in the police blotter? Hasn't it been a while?
It has been a while. He hasn't been in a public restroom or passed out behind the wheel of his car. In a while, it is time. Ricky Gervais, 53 years old. Anthony Bourdain, one of my favorite TV cooking celebs. I don't know anything about his recipes. Nothing.
He doesn't do a whole lot of cooking these days. He just goes around and samples other people's cooking.
He does
all
these
over
adventure
the
shows. Yeah. I think I hate his politics, but I think he's a great guy. Anthony Bourdain is 58 years old. Jimmy J.J. Walker.
Dynamite!
How old do you think he is?
He's got to be in his 60s. I'll say 65.
67 years old. And guess who he's best friends with?
I don't know.
Your head is going to explode.
Okay.
Ann Coulter. He and Ann Coulter are besties.
Wow, that's kind of weird.
And I heard that he wants to throw a punch at the next person who comes up to him and says dynamite.
He won't say it. I interviewed him one time and got hung up on because it's like, come on, man, say that. Nope, he wouldn't say it.
It's only the thing that you're known for.
Yeah, that made you famous and made you your bank. As you mentioned in the news, an individual, a great character actor that will no longer be having any birthdays, Eli Wallach. He passed away yesterday at the age of 98.
I put some clips of some Eli Wallach performances on my blog this morning, including a classic one from The Magnificent Seven and a classic one from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
You remember him from Godfather 3?
Yes. Well, he had so many great roles over the years.
It was so good.
The Wall Street 2 clip that we have is great.
It's going to be the end of the world, Bill.
That's him.
Well, he was
just a great.
He was sick and old at that point in time, and that movie came out what, like 5 years ago?
Yeah. 98 years old. Okay, so as you probably well know, there's a lot of leading men in Hollywood that are not as big in real life as they are on screen.
Big as far as tall.
Tall. Okay. So here are the heights. I'm going to name a celebrity. You take a guess at their height, okay?
There's one of these that I know because I've seen him in person. But let's see if he makes the list.
All right, let's go. Kevin Hart.
He's short. 5'7".
5'2".
5'2".
5'2". Daniel Radcliffe.
Harry Potter. 5'6".
5'5". Jack Black. And these are in ascending order, by the way. Jack Black.
5'6".
5'6". Tom Cruise.
Yeah, he's like 5'8", something like that.
5'7", except when he's wearing heels.
Uh-huh.
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg's short too, huh?
Uh-huh.
5'8".
5'8", exactly. Robert Downey Jr.
I don't know, 5'10".
5'9". Johnny Depp.
5'10".
5'10". Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt's not over 6 feet tall. 5'11".
5'11". All right, now we start getting into what I would call the normal size individual, and we'll go to freakishly large. Ryan Gosling.
I have no idea. 6 feet.
6 foot. Brad Cooper.
6'1".
6'1". Will Smith.
6'2".
Very good. Will Ferrell is 6'3". Jason Segel is 6'5". Vince Vaughn.
He's tall, huh?
6'6".
6'6". He's not tall. He's a freak.
You didn't mention two of the smaller stars that have to really shoot them. Kiefer Sutherland is one.
Kiefer Sutherland,
24. You can tell the way they shoot 24 that they're making.
They
up
shoot him
height.
Up.
Yeah. Yeah. And Tom Cruise, of course.
We did mention him. Yeah.
The one that I know who I've seen because I've interviewed him at a radio event is John Travolta. John Travolta is 5'2 or 5'3.
Yeah. Oh,
he's just not tall.
5'2?
He's small?
He's very short.
Really?
John Travolta, when I was interviewing him, and again, I was standing right next to him for this this interview, comes up to my shoulders, maybe.
Wow.
I had no
idea. His hair was pumped up. His hair comes a little bit above my shoulders.
Well, it depends on which wig he's wearing at the time. Mm-hmm. And again, John Travolta can be much taller depending on which heels he's wearing. All right, and last but not least, I almost skipped over this. This one's interesting. I was going to save it for later, but no, I want to do it now. Celebrities are also not known for being highly educated or intelligent, right? Here are a
some
list.
Some more than others.
Some more than others. Some of these are not going to surprise you. Some of these are going to knock your socks off. Celebrity college degrees you would not expect. Rowan Atkinson, Mr. Bean. He's got a degree in electrical engineering.
God bless him.
Lisa Kudrow. Remember her, Phoebe from Friends?
Right.
Who plays a stupid character on TV but is really smart in real life.
She has a degree in psychobiology from Vassar and is actually mentioned in her father's research on cluster headaches in left-handed people.
Okay.
What? Chris Martin of Coldplay has a degree in Greek and Latin. This one, I love this. Queen guitarist Brian May.
Oh, yeah, he's an electrical physicist or something.
He's gotten degrees. Degrees in both math and physics, and then went on to complete his PhD in astrophysics.
Yeah, yeah. He is a rocket scientist.
I would make everyone call me doctor if I got the
precisely.
Degree. Right. See our bass player back there? That's Dr. So-and-so.
Okay, you remember Dolph Lundgren?
Sure.
He was Drago in Rocky?
I must crush you.
I must break you. Guess what? A master's in chemical engineering. You
really?
See him in The Expendables.
Right, he looks like a... should be living in a cardboard box somewhere.
A degree, a master's in chemical engineering. Jerry Springer, of course, has a degree in political science. That helped him run in the Cincinnati City Council and mayor until the prostitute problem. Kenny G has a bachelor's in accounting.
Well, of course he does.
Ron Jeremy.
Imagine the argument with his dad
in case this music thing doesn't work out. Ron Jeremy, adult film star Ron Jeremy.
The hedgehog himself. This is a scary one. Ron Jeremy has a master's in special education. That's right. He was a teacher before
discovering his other talents.
How does someone in that line of work get a license that involves working with kids?
Well, that was probably before.
Yeah, that was prior... Prior
a,
to his
a
other.
Movie star, if you
right.
will.
Those two careers are not compatible.
Yeah.
And last but not least, this explains the intricacies of Ron Burgundy. Will Ferrell has a degree in sports broadcasting from USC. There it is, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Ron Burgundy actually knows what he's doing. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
I went to Costco for the first time in 3 years because I just ran out of the crap I got last time I was there. Those of you who don't know, it's a bulk item store. You can make the craziest grocery list, and it's there. I was like, I need to buy some mayonnaise, a TV, and a basketball hoop. But I only want to go to one store. I think it was invented by a guy. He owned his own warehouse full of crap, and then one day he just snapped. He's like, why am I shipping everything? I just open the door. They can shop here. Let's cut out the middleman. His friend was like, yeah, but it's all wrapped up in bulk packages. I mean, make him buy the whole thing. I don't care. Put a lady out front with a highlighter and I'm done. I'm not shipping. I ask myself questions in those stores. I don't ask myself anywhere else. Like, will I live long enough to use all those paper towels?
Central Wisconsin's News Talk, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.